Very happy to have with us now Browns running backs coach Gary Brown here at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. How's your Senior Bowl week going?
Oh, it's great. Getting an opportunity to see some of these young guys and see what they can do in a competitive setting. So it's been good.
So let's talk about this because we've been talking all week with scouts, personnel people. That's what they do, assess players. As a coach, you certainly do assessment, but it's a little different when you incorporate the opinions of assistant coaches, and you're one of three from the Browns here, the others being Billy Davis, the linebackers coach, George Warhop, coaching the offensive line. Give me a sense of how you are putting on the evaluator hat now.
Well, what I try to do is I try to get as close to the drills as I can. I try to watch them as closely as I can. And what the things I try to look for, obviously, are the obvious things, you know, quickness, speed, power. But I also want to try to see how they interact with their teammates, how they interact with their coach. You know, are they leaders? Are they the first guy in the drill? Things like that. So you want to try to get as much of the character as you can, as much as the person as you can. It's hard because you're behind the fence, but you try to get as close as you can. You try to listen to what the coach is telling them and how they respond to how the coach is coaching them. So there's a lot of things you can see other than just the obvious. You know, how he carries the ball, does he catch the ball well, things like that. You try to catch the little things that when he gets on your team, is he going to be able to fit?
And when you you know, when you're incorporated in a process like this, as we said, it's not the entire staff of assistants, but a few of you here. For you, how different is it from the norm? In other words, in your history as a as an assistant coach in the league, how often have you been in this process where you've been evaluating at the Senior Bowl or other places?
Well, this is the second time I've been to the Senior Bowl. So I've tried to, with guys that I admire, guys that have mentored me that have been to the Senior Bowl, I've tried to take the things that they've taught me and take it and put my own little spin on it. So a lot of guys that I've played for, some running back coaches that are still in the league, that have taught me how to do this thing, and I've tried to emulate them as much as I can, and it's worked out pretty well.
So it has to be kind of fun, I think that's the right word, because what you're used to doing on a day-to-day basis is instructing, mentoring, tutoring, all the things you do with your position group, and you do teach them, and I guess you're also gauging their progress along the way. But this is a different realm, right? When you're evaluating and then looking at the player as, okay, does he fit what we're doing? And you're a scout. Let's face it. In that realm, you're a scout. Is there great pride to know that you can offer an opinion that might make the difference in a guy being drafted?
Absolutely, because I think, you know, the more that we study these guys and the more that our head coach, Coach Shermer and Tom Hecker, give us responsibility to be involved in the evaluation process, it gives you great pride because you know that they respect, they care about your opinion. They know at the end of the day that this is your guy. If he's going to be in your room, you got to be able to coach this guy. So give us your honest opinion. So it makes you feel good because, you know, those two guys are very experienced coaches and a very experienced general manager. And for them to give us this type of responsibility makes you feel good because you know that they respect what you think.
Browns running backs coach Gary Brown joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. So let's walk us through the technical part of what you see in a running back and kind of your list of qualities that you start with in what they physically have to do. I know you said you want to get the mental part, but let's start with the physical part.
Well, first, the thing I try to look for is toughness, overall toughness. And what I do with that is I want to make sure that I see the 101 pass protection drill. I want to see how they stick their face in there and try to pass protect. Because at the end of the day, in this league, you got to be able to pass protect. You got to be able to protect the quarterback to play in this league and play consistently. So that's the number one thing I look for. The second thing I look for is their ball security, because at the end of the day, if you're putting the ball on the ground, you're probably going to be standing next to me on the sideline because we can't afford those
cannot
things.
Cannot do that.
Right. No. So then after that, then I try to look at their innate skills, you know, their quickness, their lateral quickness, their speed, their vision, things of that nature. So the two most important things are probably the things that the fans won't really get into, but us as running back coaches have to make sure that those things are paramount.
Are you using, you said this before, you know, coaches coached you as a former player. Mm-hmm. Are you using your own experiences, having played the game, and then models of running backs that you feel the successful types, and I know they come in all kinds of shapes, sizes, and styles as your guides.
Right. Well, my thing is that I've tried to, like you said, I've tried to take what I've done in my career and what I'd like to do and the things that I did right and things I did wrong, the things I was good at and things I wasn't good at, and I try to make my parameters that way. I don't really look at size. I don't really look at how tall he is, how big he is. Because at the end of the day, if he's a ball player, he's a ball player. Because you look at Barry Sanders. Was he 5'8", 205?
Right.
And he's probably one of the greatest ones ever play. Then you got huge guys that can't bust a grape. So you can't really look at that. You got to look at a guy for what he does on tape and what he does in competition.
Yeah, and just looking at the Browns themselves, it's not like you have a prototype that the guy has to be this particular type of athlete. You've had various players play for this team.
Right.
So
then if he can play, we'll find a spot for him. You can't get caught up in, sometimes in some certain positions you have to be certain sizes.
Right.
At running back, I don't feel you have to be that way.
When I think of course, the Browns offense, and I think of the style and what Pat Shurmur has brought to it, the structure of this offense obviously involves the back catching a lot of passes out of the backfield. So that's a trait that you're really focused on here.
Absolutely. The guy today I think is going to be some more one-on-one pass routes. So I'm going to be very involved in that. So if we can find a guy that has good hands, he doesn't have to be Jerry Rice, but he has to be able to catch and be effective. It could be very, very good for our offense.
And when we talk about catching the ball as a back, not only the good hands, coach, but also what that feel for the getting yourself in stride, so it's a fluid movement.
Right. Well, yeah, the guy has to be able to run routes, and I think in today's game in college, you see a lot of guys with the ride and decide and the spread out offense. Most of the backs really run routes well.
Mm-hmm.
Run routes well. Try to
say
that three times fast.
No.
So yeah, but they do run them well. So it's not as difficult to evaluate them as it used to be.
And because contact is not, you're not seeing guys out there being tackled.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be too physical. You want to, certainly the guys want to be protected and not get involved with injuries. Is in any way, does that inhibit your ability to see the physicality? You said you want to look at guys in pass pro and you can read toughness there, but are there limitations to really what you can see because of the non-contact?
There's a little bit of that, but I think the guys, when they start practicing, they get a little wound up and they want to show the scouts and they want to show their coaches that they can be physical. So I think what happens in practice down here is that they go a little bit above what they should. So you get to see it a little bit, but mostly you get to see it on tape when you're watching their college games, and you get to see it a little bit when they're doing their one-on-one thing. So, yeah, sure. I think you get enough.
We know, of course, the Minnesota Vikings coaching staff handling the North squad, the Redskins staff handling the South. When I think of the Vikings and you think of the running game, you think of certainly a great back, one of the all-time greats, Adrian Peterson. Does the fact that they, run an offense that involves this back and he's a very prominent part of it, does that come into what you're looking at and what they've been asking the backs to do here? And are they asking them to do some things that, again, give you really good opportunities see things?
I think that both staffs are doing a great job of giving the coaches that are here a vision on what the backs can do, I think, in every position. So I think that both staffs are doing a great job. They're putting guys in a position that gives us an opportunity to see what they can do in certain situations. So, I think the both staffs are doing a great job with that.
So as you're watching this, you're physically taking, notes in a notebook, that type of thing?
Absolutely. You're writing down things that you like. You're writing down things you don't like. And then, you might have a wrong angle or something like that. So that's why I'm glad that they're taping everything.
Okay.
So that way I can go back to my office in a relaxed setting and then watch it and then be very, very critical or very, very happy with what I saw.
See,
maybe I saw something I didn't see or whatever. So I think them taping it gives us a great opportunity.
So it may confirm some things.
Absolutely.
or you may see something additionally or whatever it is, and then you do that. I got
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then is this written into, given into a formal report that's submitted to the scouting
staff? Absolutely,
set?
Absolutely. I think we break down every rookie. The scouting department did a great job of targeting guys that we want to look at.
Yeah.
Coach Hecker did, or Tom Hecker did a great job of targeting guys. So what we do is we write reports up and then we give them to them. And again, it's great because they really take our opinion seriously.
Total number. How many running backs are you looking at specifically?
Probably,
total?
I would say in between 15 and 20.
Okay.
And that's usually the average what it is every year.
Yeah.
It is not any different number than it has been in my 3 years with the Browns.
And beyond the workouts here, Coach, will you be looking at them on their – You'll be looking at their game tape from
Absolutely.
The regular season,
Absolutely.
College season?
Yeah, you break down their game tape. You look at things. The scouting department did a great job of getting us those tapes. So we have a lot of work we have to do. They give us a lot of information. and we're going to make a great decision.
And, you know, people, again, don't always have an appreciation for what the life of an assistant coach is, or pretty much anyone who's coaches in the league. But, you know, when this season ended, I mean, one of the first things you had to kind of do was your summary and, mm-hmm. and write the reports on wrapping things up from 2011 season.
Right.
That was phase one. You guys got a little breather time off, I know, to get reacquainted with your families
right.
and all that, which is great. But you dive right into this. Basically, is 2011 kind of put to bed for you?
Yeah, it's pretty much done.
Okay.
I think we all put our reports in about what we thought about our players.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote reports on that, pushed that to the side, and now we're on 2012.
And now it's focusing now on the newcomers. And,
right.
And then what will you do beyond this in terms of evaluation? Were you involved in the other processes like the combine and so forth?
Right. Well, I'll go to the combine. Okay. We'll all go down there. Then they have pro days, you know how that goes.
Yep.
So I'll be traveling around the country watching guys and getting even a closer look at them. I'll be able to communicate with them, talk to them, you know, get to see exactly who they are and get to talk to them more extensively.
Any conversations here that you've had with running backs?
No. I kind of just play the back and kind of just watch them.
The scouts are doing that.
Right. Okay. And then I'll eventually get to them at the combine, and I'll get to them at the pro days.
Great stuff. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
No worries.
Gary Brown, running backs coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.